Afternoon Theatre. We present Margaret Wolfit in Miss Anya, a tale of Russia before the revolution by Joan O'Connor, based on a story by Anton Chekhov. Miss Anya.
Brown trunk costume, will you?
No, Miss Anya. Put the strap round it and carry it on my other shoulder.
You're very loaded.
Oh, that's of no account. It's a porter's job to load himself. It isn't once in 6 months that anyone arrives here with luggage.
I suppose not. It's like a station in a desert, so white and solitary. Just as I remember it when I was a child.
Well, the station don't change. The step don't change, neither. Your auntie's carriage is waiting for you in the yard. The young fellow couldn't leave the horses.
Young fellow? Isn't Ivan driving yet?
Old Ivan, God rest him, he's been with Abraham this long while now.
Dead?
Yes, little Miss Anya, my dear. What do you expect? It's in the way of nature. You were a bit of a girl with plaits the last time you walked along this platform 10 summers ago. And now, well, you've grown into a real elegant city lady. That's how it is. You can't stop the world turning. Hey, young chap, help me to heave up the boxes.
Right. Whoa, back there.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Excellency.
Got it?
Yes.
Goodbye, Kostya. I shall visit your wife.
Thank you. God be with you, and a happy homecoming.
So you're my aunt's new coachman.
I'm gardener too, Excellency.
Oh, don't say Excellency. I'm just Miss Anya. Everyone's always called me that. I lived here with my parents till my mother died, but I suppose you've been told.
Yes, miss.
And now my father's dead, I shall live here again. I've come home. What's your name?
Sergei, Miss Anya.
I hope my grandfather and Aunt Dasha are good to you.
Oh, yes, miss. Thank you for asking. But his honor, your grandfather, doesn't get about much now. And your auntie leaves the management to the stewards. And anyhow, I'm mostly on the estate or in the flower garden. They don't use the carriage often. I'm sorry for that. I like taking the three in hand over these long roads.
The steppe. I used to dream of the steppe in June. A June like this. Of these immense, endless, fascinating views. Nothing moving but an occasional ox wagon. Like that one. Or a distant windmill. And then the wild flowers. Oh, how beautiful they are. What yellows and lilacs, and the scent coming up from the warm ground. Even in my childhood, it never seemed as wonderful as this.
Didn't you care for the city, miss?
Oh, Moscow's all right. What I lacked, I see it now, was just this space and beauty and freedom. You're not from these parts, are you?
No, miss.
What brought you here?
The mines.
Mines? What mines?
Why, the mines, Miss Anya, the tin mines. Didn't you know?
Here, on the steppe, near my home.
Very near, miss.
You
didn't know?
I knew nothing.
Well, there are the chimneys of the works, see? There, where my whip's pointing, near the bend of the stream.
Oh, no.
They say all the gentry are trying to sell their land to the mine owners. Everyone's hoping to get rich.
Mine owners? Well, that means there are engineers, managers, all kinds of people who don't belong in the village.
Well, not so many.
And you wanted to be a mine worker?
An engineer. That's what I'd meant to study, engineering.
And why didn't you?
Well, my mother died before I finished my schooling, so I had to earn my keep. I had no family to turn to, you see.
What work have you been doing, then?
All sorts of things. Any job that came to hand and left me time to study. Because I've never given up my ambition.
I admire that.
When I heard of the new tin fields here, I imagined I might work in them, even without qualifications. But they won't take me on, well, not in any capacity I'd care for.
I thought at once that you weren't a peasant. Oh, the ravine. Goodness, how the oak saplings have grown. My father used to come here to shoot partridges, and sometimes he took me with him, but I hated to see the little brown bodies limp and bloody.
We'll be home in half an hour now, Miss Anya. Oh, but I don't need to say, you remember all the landmarks.
Yes, everything. And what I can't see, I imagine, all just exactly as it used to be. Although I've traveled, coming home to my estate, well, Well, it's half mine. It seems like going to paradise.
I should think it's a bit of a backwater, Miss Anya, for a young lady like you.
But what a lovely little backwater. And to be welcomed by all that's left of my family. Oh, Lord grant that I shall be happy here.
Anya. Capital to see you.
Anya, dearest girl, our princess, our queen, welcome to your home.
Auntie, you haven't changed at all.
Darling, oh, my beauty. I'm not your aunt. I'm your willing slave. Here, everything is yours.
Yeah, that's enough, Dasha. You'll be in hysterics in a moment. Quiet down, do, and let the girl get out of the carriage. And you, Vanya, Stepka, whatever your name is.
Sergei,
Your Honor. It doesn't matter. Get on with your work. The boxes won't jump down by themselves. Haven't legs, you know. Get on, get on. Somebody hold the horses. Blockheads. Come in, Anya, my only little granddaughter. Come in, that is, if you can get in. Your aunt has crammed the house with plants, and your honor says it looks like a flower show. Hardly put your feet between the pots. And if we had a red carpet, you'd see that in the hall, too.
Dear auntie.
Take off your cloak, my angel, and your pretty hat. Oh, the latest Moscow fashion. Ah, so chic. Palinka.
Yes, Miss Dasha, your honor?
Well, take the things. Take them. Oh, careful. Heavens, mind where you step.
Oh,
the roses.
Oh, beg pardon, Miss Dasha.
Anya, love, this is Palinka, your maid. You'll have to excuse her as best you can. She's just a village girl and stupid as a half-fledged goose. Well, curtsy, Palinka.
Oh.
I'm sure we'll get along very well, Palinka. We shall unpack my things together later on, shall we?
Oh, thank you, Miss. Miss Anya.
You mustn't spoil her, my precious. It's so difficult with servants.
They need managing, that's all. In the old days, I only had to shake my stick and they fell on their knees. Oh, well, hello, Domini, you know.
But we still entertain, though. Oh, yes, you mustn't think you've come to a dead and alive little place. We have parties and picnics. Grandfather goes in his wheelchair if we choose somewhere far from the house. He's arranged a little Thanksgiving service for tonight to mark your arrival, you see. To be followed by cards and music.
Tonight? A party?
Yes, my darling, indeed. Why, the neighbors are dying to see you. Especially our Dr. Alexander Osnipov, so handsome and charming and a true intellectual. He's seen your photograph. He was struck dumb, quite dumb.
Well, I hope he won't be disappointed.
Now I'll show you your room and you can tell me about your journey and about my poor dear brother, your father. Such a sudden death.
Oh, chatter. The girl must be ready to faint.
Lie down while I see to the kitchen arrangement. Come along, up the stairs. You're to have the big front room, the yellow room. You remember?
Yes, of course.
The wallpaper with parakeets. You must be at your best for our guests, so plenty of rest. Isn't she a vision, Doctor?
Yes, indeed.
Simply a vision, and she plays like an angel, doesn't she, love? I had the camera moved in here specially so she could entertain the guests. Ah, Lizaveta, my dearest of neighbors, I've been neglecting you shockingly.
No, Dasha, no, but the doctor won't mind my joining you, will you, Doctor?
My dear lady.
The doctor's just enraptured with the music.
And not a little with the musician, too, if my eyes don't deceive me.
You know that music is one of Dr. Osnipov's passions, don't you?
Really, Doctor? It would be fascinating to hear a list of your other passions.
Oh, Lizaveta, always such a tease.
Ah, dear Miss Dasha knows I've a very broad field of interest, don't you, Miss Dasha? Eh? Very broad.
Including pretty young girls and pieces by Beethoven. Oh, and talking of interest. Do tell me, is it true the mines are to be extended?
You've been listening to rumors, cher madame, eh? But as one in the know, I can say there's no smoke without fire.
And a word in my ear.
extended in which direction? My land lies to the south.
Now, you mustn't worm all the secrets out of me, must you? As a shareholder, my duty is to the company. Tempted as I am to oblige anyone as charming as yourself.
You won't. And you're hand in glove with the owners, I know.
Oh, it's the land contractor you should be speaking to, dear lady. That's your man.
No, but he's as close as a clam, and that wife of his never lets fall one useful word about what's going on.
Perhaps her excellent husband doesn't share the company's secrets with her.
Oh, you men.
Now, Doctor, let me take you to meet our little guest of honor.
Oh, my word.
Dear Mr. Trubetskoy, it's so good of you to come. I don't see your charming daughter.
Unfortunately not. Hay fever.
Oh, how sad. What a delightful evening, my dear. And what a ravishing meal.
Thank you, dearest. I'm so proud of her.
Why, Nikolai Surov, your glass is empty.
Oh, no, it's all right.
Sofia, fill the gentleman's glass.
No.
Can't you see it's the Malaga he was drinking? Ah, Anya, my pet, I bring you the most distinguished man in the village, Dr. Alexander Osnipov, physician and surgeon. Dr. Osnipov, my niece, Anya.
I'm most happy to kiss your hand, Miss Anya. And may I say that your photograph does you an injustice?
Oh, that's plain flattery. Papa saw to it that the photographer touched it up, you know how they can, and turned it into a regular work of art.
I make bold to assert in this case no art can rival nature's.
Well, certainly the Moscow salons can't better my Stepland village when it comes to turning compliments. But do tell me, Dr. Osnipov, have you been in this locality long?
Not very.
When I was a child, before the mines were even thought of, there wasn't a doctor within miles, and the peasants had to cure themselves or die.
Ah, the peasants. Well, now at least they have a doctor in the neighborhood. That's a thing that happens when a village population grows.
And grow, it certainly does. In the old days, a party was a big one if there were 7 people in the room. Tonight, there must be nearly 30.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a fine crowd, and all my prospective patients.
I suppose so.
I saw to it that I went where the custom was. Good sense in the country, doctor, don't you agree?
Why, yes.
The money's on the doorstep here, so to speak. A mining area produces a constant crop of accidents and occupational diseases. And the sufferers can afford to pay handsomely for their cures. We all know, don't we, that a doctor toils out of love for humanity. But that's no reason why he shouldn't use a spot where humanity has its pockets fairly well lined.
I suppose not.
You must be quite relieved to find a place has sprouted an intelligent, rather well-off community.
It used to be so different.
But the change will certainly make your transition from the city less disagreeable. Who wants to live among desolate stretches of land with only pigs, peasants, and wildfowl for neighbors? And not a lovely young lady of fashion from Moscow, I'm sure.
I'm fond of the country.
Oh, so am I. A rural pleasure and so on. A bit of hunting and shooting in one's spare time is a very nice relaxation. But our small society has other diversions as well, you know. And I want you to permit me to be the one to introduce you to them.
Oh, that's most...
For example, may I be allowed to squire you to our dances?
You're very kind.
Kind, dear me, no. To partner the most beautiful, most engaging young girl in the district would be an inestimable honor. And our functions at the work center compare favorably with any in the cities, that I promise you.
Do they really?
Well, dear Miss Anya, it's I who organize them. Being quite an important personage in the mining enterprise, I'm given a free hand. Money talks, they say, so any amusement you fancy, I shall be only too happy to arrange.
How generous. But please forgive me a moment. I think my aunt is trying to catch my eye.
Really? I don't see
her. Oh, but she is, though. Perhaps she wants me to play again. You'll excuse me, Doctor, won't you?
With reluctance, I assure you. But I mustn't stand in the path of your duty. May I call on you tomorrow?
Oh, that would be delightful. Unless, of course, my grandfather has made any arrangements for me. Auntie?
Yes, my darling?
Would you like me to play some Mozart?
But, my love, the doctor, surely you want...
Auntie, dear, I'll speak to anyone you like later. But for the moment, let me play. Please.
I did so hope you and the doctor would...
Darling, Auntie Dasha, let's leave all discussions till tomorrow morning, shall we? Your guests can talk through the music.
sunshade, Miss Anya. And your book.
Thank you, Paulinka. You're so helpful. I should never have got straight without you.
Oh, Miss, and after I broke your china box.
Forget about it. It was cracked already and of no value anyway.
Oh, thank you, Miss. Oh, thank you. Your auntie always makes me pay when I break something. Oh, and I'm a clumsy girl, I know, always dropping things. But when Miss Dasher starts with a bring it, fetch it, make haste, I get in such a terror. Oh, it's because I'm silly.
I'll never shout at you, poor little Paulinka. Run in and tidy my room now, and in the evening I'll begin to describe Moscow to you while you're brushing my hair.
You're so kind. Oh, you wait till I tell my mother.
So there you are, my love, out of doors already. Paulinka, what on earth? Tossing about. Take your great boots off the newly whitened step.
Oh, yes, miss. Beg pardon, miss.
Get away to your duties. Well, Anya, dearest, you slept soundly.
Yes, thank you, auntie. And you?
Oh, I've far too much on my mind to sleep. I'm like the birds, always up at dawn. Ah, you're dancing at my curlers. Well, I leave them in till after I've had my breakfast. Well, breakfast. I've barely time to peck at it. Yours was to your liking?
Yes, indeed. Little Paulinka has taken infinite pains with the tray.
So she should. But we haven't mentioned the party yet, dear, or any of the guests. You like our neighbors?
They seem excellent people.
And the doctor?
Oh, he's excellent too, I'm sure.
But such charm, such brilliance, such a man of the great world. And handsome, wouldn't you say?
He has very good features, certainly.
And how beautifully he dresses.
To be frank, it struck me that a white waistcoat at a country gathering was, well, rather bad form.
Oh, of course, we in our little rural cul-de-sac aren't quite up to the minor niceties of etiquette, I concede.
Don't be huffy, Auntie dear. I never meant to hurt your feelings, but I do like to be honest. In a family, one should be honest, don't you think? And your doctor strikes me as a bit of a stick. And a good deal too interested in money for a man of his profession.
Well, dear, what's wrong with getting money? Good God knows we could do with some on this estate. I can't manage, and all the stewards are robbers.
Really? All?
Yes, all robbers, with the possible exception of Vasily. Grandfather shouts at them, of course, but they have the impertinence to take very little notice. He's grown milder, and they know it. You remember how vigorous he used to be? Not to say violent. The peasants went in terror of his cane.
How dreadful. You don't believe in violence, do you, Auntie Dasha?
Well, times have changed, my precious. You aren't supposed to beat them now.
Yes, times are changed. And this place, too.
Certainly. We aren't nearly so dull anymore with all these newcomers. Well, you've met them, dear, and can see for yourself. By the way, I hope you enjoy cards.
Not very much.
Oh, dear. We often have card parties at the house. And then, well, Dr. Osnipov frequently drops in. You'll form a much better opinion of him when you get to know him.
I wonder.
I'm sure of it. You can't deny he's interesting. And then he's still young, barely over 40, I should say. And he has means, quite apart from what he gets from his patients. And altogether, he's a good match. When I showed him your photograph and saw how he fell in love with it. But he did. Then I said to myself, he's my Anya's destiny. Of course, you're a splendid match for anyone, darling. You're of good family. This place is mortgaged, it's true, but it's in fine order, really. There's my half share in it, but it will all come to you in the end. And my brother left you 15,000 rubles, didn't he? Not a huge fortune, but a nice little dowry. Still, I won't try to influence you, a young girl's heart. I notice you're staring at the garden.
Yes.
You still love flowers?
Yes, I still love them.
Then the garden shall be yours. Everything shall be yours. We are all your slaves, and you are our empress. We have a gardener of a sort, the man who drove you from the station yesterday. Order him about as you please. Here, Pavel.
Yes, Excellency.
Sofia. One of you, send the gardener to me.
At once, Excellency.
Run, Sergei.
She wants you. Hurry.
Keep him in his place. Cook tells me he has a tendency to be uppish. You.
Yes, Excellency.
From now on, you'll take all your gardening orders from Miss Anya. See, you obey her. Work hard, and don't let me hear that guitar of yours when you're supposed to be digging.
Very well, Excellency.
Now, my lamb, I can't spare another moment. You tell Sasha here.
Sergei, Excellency.
Well, whatever his name is, tell him precisely what you have in mind.
Yes, Auntie. I haven't anything precisely in mind yet, Sergei. I thought, wouldn't it be best if we planned together? I'm not very knowledgeable about actual gardens.
And I don't set out to be a designer, but perhaps between us.
Yes, between us we're sure to manage something satisfactory. How should we start?
Oh, scientifically, I think, Miss Anya. I mean with paper and pencil.
Of course, you're absolutely right. Let's go down to the further end of this walk and consider it. There used to be a bench there, I believe.
Oh, there still is. And an iron table, too. I'll get paper and pencils from the shed.
Oh, what fun. This will be a true interest. Together we'll create something. A beautiful garden with lawns and trees and borders and blazing colors and black shadows. We'll divert the stream and make a pool. And mysterious paths will wind. Oh, but you're laughing at me. Smiling, anyway. Do I seem silly?
No, indeed, Miss Anya. I was smiling with pleasure. There isn't anything silly about a vision of the future.
No. The important thing is to keep one's eyes on what's to come. Don't you think so? My father used to say that the future is a mirage. But I won't believe that. We have some sort of power over the future. We must have. My aunt spoke of destiny. But we make our own destinies, don't we? Our own futures. All created out of the moments that slip endlessly away. Nothing awaits us that isn't of our own making. Such a conviction could fill one with despair, couldn't it?
Or with hope.
Hope. Oh, it's nice to hear you say that. We shall hopefully direct our thoughts to our future garden, shan't we? When it's finished, it will be a kind of monument to all our moments which have slid by and become our past. I'm afraid I talk too much, but it seems a long time since I had anyone of my own age to talk to.
And for me, talk's a blessing. Since my mother died and I left the university, I don't seem to have exchanged words of real meaning with anyone at all.
University? I thought you said it was your schooling you gave up.
Well, that was so you shouldn't think I was giving myself airs.
And already you do me the compliment of knowing I wouldn't. Of course, I thought once that we were equals. Well, not equals, because I never went to university or studied anything at that stupid boarding school of mine but languages and the piano. But we think the same kind of thoughts, I'm sure. Oh, Sergei, imagine. Each of us has found a friend. How unexpected and delightful.
Your aunt wouldn't be pleased if she knew you said that, Miss Anya. I'm a servant, and she'd dismiss me.
Well, she shan't know, that's all. And don't call me Miss anymore, Sergei. Not when we're alone.
Thank you, Anya. And now I'll wipe the bench for you and then fetch the paper. I've got plenty that I use when I'm studying at nights and putting down notes.
Wait, we don't need paper today. Let's just talk. We can plan in our heads and make a proper drawing to scale tomorrow, yes?
Just as you like.
Now, we'll keep this bit of ground wild, don't you think? Like a piece of the step fenced in and tamed a very little.
Agreed. Then the hoopoes can still fly around under the branches. They nest here by the dozen.
Oh, yes, the hoopoes. Oh, I love to hear them calling, woo-to-too, as though they were trying to remind me of something, but I can't think what. Well, to go on. This wild part can run down the slope to the reeds and the river. We'll cut a small clearing to get a glimpse of the church spire, don't you think?
Yes. We'll have plenty of scope to be formal near the house.
It will be a garden with every kind of beauty, wild and tame. Oh, now I'm certain I'm going to be happy.
Do you know, I lay awake last night thinking of what you said while we were driving from the station about the colours of the country and the vastness and the peace.
And I lay awake and wondered if the drive was not to prove more interesting than settling down at the end of the journey. Whether perhaps the green vastness and the flowers wouldn't swallow up my life and reduce it to nothingness.
But they never will.
Not now. I mean, not now that we have our garden to create. Do you think the paths should be sanded?
More wine, Excellency.
Yes, yes, fill it up. Right up, you won't crack the glass, you know. And I'll take another piece of that pie.
Very good, Excellency.
Have a small slice of pie on you.
No, thanks, Grandfather.
You don't eat much. All those hours out of doors can give you an appetite.
Yes. This morning I shouted and shouted for you, dear, and even sent Polinka all around the garden looking for you. The doctor called again.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you wanted me, Auntie.
I didn't want you, dear, but somebody else did.
I was down in the spinney.
The spinney? Why need you go there? Why not just say what you want done and leave the gardener to carry it out?
Because she doesn't trust the nincompoop to do it properly, that's why. Servants. Well, where's my pie? You've been out to pick the berries or something? Come on, come on! Can't you see your mistress and Miss Anya are waiting to get to their coffee?
Begging your pardon, Excellency, I sent to the kitchen for more cream.
And did I say I wanted more cream?
No, Excellency.
Then I don't want more cream, Poopy. Give me my plate.
Anya, my pet, I'd like to have a little talk with you this afternoon while Grandfather rests.
Don't wait for me. Get up and go. I have a fancy for some cheese after it.
Yes, Papa. Pavel.
Yes, Excellency.
The cheese.
At once, Excellency.
Will you join us for coffee, Papa?
No. You get your chattering done. I've enjoyed my cigar in peace.
Very well. Come, Anya. By the way, the doctor told me he might drop in again at tea time. You'll forsake your garden for his company, won't you? He does so adore you. He was ready to weep when you couldn't be found this morning.
Oh, Auntie, how you do exaggerate.
Not in the least. Under his, well, manner, he's deeply sensitive, a very emotional man.
You let your imagination run away with you. I can only picture him showing emotion if he shares in the mine began to fall.
How very unkind. Oh, but of course you're joking. I see that half-wit Sofia's brought the coffee in already to get cold. Sit down, dear. Two lumps. It's rather black.
Only one, thank you. Was it about the doctor you wanted to talk?
No, dear. It was, in a manner of speaking, business.
Business?
Yes, dear. The fact is, Grandfather has been approached with a view to the sale of some of our land.
Oh, no.
You should be glad, Angel. You profit.
To the mines, I suppose.
Who else, my precious?
So now they want to tear up our land, too.
Well, it's an offer.
I won't agree, Auntie.
But, darling, we're in a tiny bit of financial trouble.
Trouble? You never told me.
You didn't notice. It didn't occur to you that we'll...
Well, it did cross my mind that the last few days your eyes looked rather pink and you had on a good deal of face powder, but I thought perhaps Grandfather was out of temper and upsetting you.
No, I'm used to that, darling. No, the trouble is we have to pay the interest on the bank loan and the farm tenant owes us his rent. But I didn't want you to think I was hinting.
At what?
That you should help.
In what way?
Dearest, when it's a question of financial difficulty, the answer is money. Well, wouldn't you say so?
You mean I should put Father's money to paying the bank loan?
Just lend it, naturally. That is, if you really refuse to part with a few acres.
I'd rather you use the money, Aunt Gasha, than we sell the land. I don't honestly mind about the money, and I do care that these people should ruin the step to claw at the riches underneath.
That's a trifle highfalutin, love, for the age we live in. But of course, if you let me have the money, then we, the estate, would still remain ours, and you're going out already? Don't you want your coffee?
No, Auntie.
Don't be late for tea.
I shan't, Auntie.
And take a hat with you, the hot sun.
Again, Sergei. I love that song.
It's become our special song, hasn't it? But oughtn't we at least to look as though we were employed on something? Well, suppose your aunt should come out. I'll start on the path.
Oh, not yet, please. It's nowhere near tea time. Let's just sit quietly.
You look sad. Don't be sad.
I won't be. Sergei.
Yes?
Already it's September.
Lovely, golden September. That shouldn't make you sad.
No, but it seems only yesterday we met and the whole garden smelt of cherry jam and the rosebuds were opening. Now the grass on the step is turning yellow and it's almost autumn. Soon it will be winter.
Winter's good too.
But how shall we meet when the snow comes?
We shall find ways, I promise.
Oh, Sergei. I wish we were married.
Oh, dearest love, so do I. But you know that first I must finish studying and pass my exams. Then get a good job and then find a decent place where we can live.
Who cares where we live? Sergei, I'm afraid. Afraid I don't know what.
The time will pass, Anya. And then we shall be together and begin our life, and a wonderful life it'll be.
I want to get away from here. My aunt and my grandfather, they frighten me. Grandfather shouts so, and he eats. Oh, how he eats. Every time I see sheep driven by or sacks of flour arriving, I think instinctively, Grandfather will eat those.
But he loves you.
Oh, yes, I know. Often he looks up from his plate and his eyes fill with tears and he says, My only little grandchild, Anya. But then his face turns suddenly crimson and his neck swells and he looks at the servants with fury and bangs on the table and bellows, Why haven't you brought the horseradish or something?
He's old.
All old people aren't like that. What about your grandparents?
My grandparents? I haven't any.
No grandparents?
And no aunts either.
I'm anxious about my family. I mean, how long will we have to go on deceiving them, my family? And will they ever accept you as my husband?
Not while I'm a servant on your estate. How could they? But when I'm an engineer with an impressive job and a salary...
Oh, darling, Sergei, must we wait? I'll give up the estate, everything, but let's go to Moscow now. Run away. We shan't mind starting with nothing, shall we? I'm giving my aunt my money, and I'd give her the estate, too. Only she's so greedy, I'm sure she'd sell it. And I just want to know that wherever we may be, it will be here. Our beautiful garden will be here, like an island in the middle of all the chimneys and the shafts and the ugliness. I don't want inheritances. I really don't wish to build our lives on what comes from the dead.
But how can we help it? What doesn't come from the dead? Our language, our knowledge, our customs, our despair, our hopes, everything. We can't deny our inheritance. Anya?
Yes, Sergei?
There's something I haven't told you.
What?
About my parentage.
Yes?
My mother, she was strong-willed and rebellious. She wouldn't live the narrow life her parents wanted for her. She loved music and pictures, and she used to haunt the opera and the ballet with friends her father wouldn't tolerate. And when they tried to marry her to a rich sugar merchant, she ran away from home. She never married. I'm illegitimate.
Anya!
Oh, yes, Aunt Dasha?
The doctor is here. He's waiting for you. Go in. You shouldn't allow the gardener to speak to you of such a... It doesn't come you full, really, Anya. Run in, dear. Run, I said.
All right, Aunt.
You.
Yes, Excellency.
I overheard your last words. Fancy telling a young girl such a thing. What sort of a man are you? You must leave.
Oh, but...
Pack and go. I'll order the steward, Vasily, to pay what he owes you, but go at once. I can't possibly have someone who's illegitimate around on our estate.
But, Excellency...
No, not possibly. Go back to your own kind. Someone illegitimate talking to my niece.
For the last 20 minutes, you barely uttered a word, Miss Anya. You seem sunk in your thoughts. I wish I could believe they were centered in this room on a certain devoted admirer of yours.
Oh, please forgive me. I'm most unmannerly, but my mind was on my garden.
Ah, your garden? Talking of that, you know the mine owners have bought the large estate bordering on yours.
Yes, and they're trying to buy our land, too.
You may marry an indulgent husband who will exert himself to preserve your acres in spite of the mines. But you know of one man, at least, who not only could, but would do so if you were his wife, don't you?
I shan't part with an inch of our ground, Dr. Osnipov. I intend to keep it intact in the face of every demand or temptation.
Oh, dear me, you sound quite belligerent.
It's simply that my estate, and my garden in particular, mean a lot to me. In a way, they're a kind of symbol. They represent my happiness, the happiness I hope to achieve.
That's very charming, I'm sure. Very romantic. A young girl should be romantic. But if you want to gain your ends in any field in life, dear little Miss Anya, believe me, pure optimism won't serve. You need to scheme, to be clever.
Why should you despise an optimist?
Because he's a fool of a man if he hopes to win while all the others round the table play with marked cards.
You're a pessimist, then.
No. I'm not such an ass. I play with marked cards, too. but here's your aunt.
Well, did you ever that disgusting young man? I've turned him off the premises, naturally.
Oh, no.
Imagine, Doctor, the gardener. He was... speaking to Anya about the most, unsuitable subject.
Indeed.
To think that I allowed her to get into conversation with him at all. Anyway, that's the last of him. You shall have to engage another man now, I suppose. Oh, how difficult.
Was he impertinent?
Worse. Much worse.
Good heavens.
Luckily, my little darling lamb is too innocent to know what he was talking about, aren't you, my love? So I'm sure there's no harm done. But, Anya. Well, what's taken her? Oh, she was shocked, perhaps, by what I let fall. She never realized that the creature was speaking in a way which was an insult. No matter. I'll smooth things over. Such a dear, sweet girl. You mustn't take too much notice that she's shy.
I can't say I find her shy.
She admires you intensely.
I wish I thought so.
Oh, but she does. We shall have wedding bells before the winter's out. I can practically promise you that. She's only run upstairs because she's afraid you'll think she's trying to enchant you. I understand her so well, you see. At her age, I was the same, exactly the same.
Please, please don't cry so, miss. You make me quite frightened. Shall I fetch Miss Dasha's smelling salts?
No, no, Polinka. Don't let my aunt know I'm upset. I'll be all right, but I'm so terribly unhappy. How can life be so cruel?
Oh, Miss Anya, dear. We'll find him. When I go home on Sunday, I'll ask my brothers to look out for him. He can't be gone far, not in so short a time. And my brothers, they know all the estates for miles and miles.
Are you certain none of the servants but Vasily saw him? I can't believe he left me no message.
Oh, maybe he did, miss. And that Vasily won't give it to you. I know him. He aims to keep out of trouble with the master. He sings the same song as the man who feeds him, that one.
Oh, my Sergei. I shall never see him again. I feel in my heart that my life is ended.
Oh, no, miss, no. He'll come back.
Never. He's gone. Oh, what can I do? How can I go on living?
I love you, miss. I'll do anything for you.
I know, Polinka, dear. I know. But when I think that somewhere, I don't know where, Sergei's waiting for my answer. He must be waiting. He must have left some word for me. Polinka.
Yes, miss?
Money. Do you think if I bribed Vasily, he'd give me the message?
Oh, he'd turn it against you, miss, for sure. He's as sly as a fox. He'd say he'd had no message, but he'd find Sergei. Then he'd go to your aunt and set about getting into her good books by giving you a waiter.
Oh, no.
He wants to look honest. Oh, it'd make a cat laugh. I know he's robbing your grandpa every week of his life. He don't take me in that, Vasily.
How can I bear to keep living here without Sergei?
Miss, if you think he's really gone, why don't you just go too? Back to the city. I'd go with you.
I can't. I can't ever leave this place while he may get word to me. Oh, find him for me, Polinka. Ask your brothers. Beg them. Yes, Aunt.
Ah, what a morning. A real November day. But what are you doing in your room at this hour, my precious?
Reading, Aunt.
I believe I left my umbrella in here, didn't I?
What makes you think so? I haven't seen it.
Aren't you coming to church?
No, Auntie.
You should come, you know. What do you imagine the neighbors will think if you never go? They'll say you aren't a believer.
Never mind, Auntie.
Oh, I see you're dull, poor child. But you've no need to be. You just won't enjoy yourself, that's all. Last night, for example, I had to entreat you to go in and sit with the visitors. They noticed you didn't want to play vin with them. And I'm afraid in the end they'll decide you're stuck up.
I played the piano for them to dance.
Oh, there's my umbrella. I knew I'd left it here.
It's mine. But you can take it.
Yours? Oh, so it is. Well, tonight, now do be nice to Maria Nestroff. She's a dear and so lonely. And there'll be some people from the works coming in, too. I thought we might play forfeit.
Yes, Auntie. Won't you be late for church?
Oh, dear. Well, I will take your umbrella. Give it to me then, Polinka. Oh. Don't just stand there with your mouth open.
The bell's already stopped ringing.
Oh, so it has. Then I think I won't go. After all, it's horrid to slip in late, so rude to the priest. I believe I'll simply read the lesson for the day in my room.
God forgive me. I've begun to hate her.
Poor Miss Anya.
And myself, too. I know I should try to do something useful, but what? There are dozens of ready-made answers, but in reality there's no answer at all. I know nothing of medicine. I can't teach. What use would it be to me to visit the peasants and attempt to help them while my aunt's making money out of the pothouses and then finding the men for getting drunk? It would be too bitter and insulting, too despicable a farce.
Oh, miss, a lady like you shouldn't be thinking of such things.
But I should, I should. I'm wasting my life. And I'm becoming detestable. The change in my nature terrifies me. And I'm so sick of my aunt. Sometimes I long to stop her mouth, get rid of her. Oh, what's the use? She's not much worse than all the other excellent people. It would be like killing one single mouse on the eternal step.
Oh, don't say such things. Oh, you, so good, so kind. Oh, the Holy Mother guard you, Miss Anya, dear. What's come to you?
Black unhappiness. The pain of memory. Can you understand?
No, miss. Oh, but you mustn't despair. Well, you know what they say. There's more light than can be seen through the window.
Ever since your brother said Sergei had gone on the train to Moscow, I've tried to reconcile myself to my fate. I taught myself to see the chimneys through the trees and think of them without rage. I've given up caring for the garden or minding when great trenches scar the earth and the plants and bushes lie dying. And I despise myself all the time because I can see and not be angry.
Oh, but it's good, miss. You'll learn to be happy again.
I may learn to be resigned.
You know, when I feel sad, I say to myself, there's always tomorrow. Because good or bad, life's still sweet, Miss Anya. Now, I'll put your things away and rub up the furniture and press your evening blouse. And you go on with your book, miss, and don't mind me.
Don't! Stop! How dare you sing that song?
Oh, but Miss Anya...
Can't you realize how you hurt me, you stupid, insensitive girl? Can't you?
Oh, miss, please.
Get away from me.
But, miss...
Get away,
please.
I say. Somebody take her away. Bertram, beat her. Don't come near me. Get out of my life. Go away.
What is going on? Oh, my angel, my princess. Did that horrible girl annoy you? Get out of the room. Go to your home. Never show your face here again. There, there, my love, don't cry. She's gone. Did she irritate you then? She shan't bother you anymore. Dry your eyes now. You don't want them red, do you? Somebody very special might wonder
what... help me. What am I becoming? I'm lost. A lost soul.
My little darling, you're bored. That's the trouble. You need a new life. Why, oh, why won't you marry the doctor? My beauty, my princess, I wish you nothing but good and happiness. Tell me, why don't you want to marry Osnipov? What more do you want, my child? You must forgive me, darling, but we can't afford to pick and choose like this. We aren't princes. Time's passing, and you're not 17, you know.
Please, Auntie.
I don't understand it. He loves you. Idolizes you. Look at him now. Look out of the window. There he is, just coming up to the front door. What a splendid man. So clever, so good-looking, so well-placed. So...
Yes, Auntie. Yes, yes, yes. You're right. I realize I can't go on like this. I'd do better to marry him than grow into a vile, cruel egoist.
You will marry him? You mean it?
He's a good man. A man with a vocation. We shall get through the years somehow.
You mean I may tell him?
Yes, tell him. Perhaps, after all, he is my destiny. And I have no right to expect anything better. But Aunt Dasha...
Yes?
First, send after Polinka.
What does she matter?
It's no use trying to explain to you, but send for her to come back to me. That's all I ask.
Oh, very well. One of the servants can go later on if you still insist. But now I must run down to Osnipov with the wonderful news. He'll be distracted. Distracted over the moon.
We will drink to that, Osnipov, my boy. Hey, Pavel.
Yes, Excellency.
Another bottle of champagne. Well, my little Anya, your future husband's an amusing fellow. Never realized it till this evening.
Oh, very good of you to say, sir.
Yeah, but listen to me, boy. I wanted to discuss with you... Yes, yes, fill up the glasses, man. I wanted to discuss the question of your present house.
Oh, did you now?
It seems to me, and my daughter agrees, Too much on the edge of the village. Not quite the thing for a man of your stamp. Now this great building of ours might well accommodate both you and...
Excuse me, Mr. Warburton, but
I... like this house.
Do you, my pet?
Yes. It's simple and it's surrounded by beautiful trees. And then it's placed so the peasants can walk into it without feeling embarrassed.
The peasants?
Who on earth would think of approving a house because peasants are happy to go into it? Anya, really?
Please, if I may be allowed, it happens that the house is not a matter for argument because I shan't be taking Anya to live there.
Shan't he?
No, I have a piece of most excellent news for you all. I had intended keeping it till a little later, but now it seems the right moment to disclose it.
Well, come on, then. Good news isn't wine. It doesn't improve with keeping.
Very well. Well, I've taken up the major number of shares in the mining enterprise and intend henceforth to devote myself to business.
No, it isn't true.
Oh, my dearest little future wife, I assure you it is.
But you're calling...
Well, I imagined you'd be happy to know that now I've been called to be the leading director of an important company.
Oh,
yes, no more doctoring for me. And I plan for a splendid house to be built right by the works yard. Every convenience and made of the finest bricks to be sent down the Don on barges there. Now, what do you think of that, eh?
What news indeed. My princess is to be a queen, the queen of the village, and living in the very hub of... Anya, dearest, what's the matter?
What's this? Tears, eh?
Miss Anya?
Don't speak to me.
God help us, has the girl gone mad? Come here, Anya! Anya!
Well?
This is most distressing.
Oh, the excitement. That's what it is. Just excitement. A girl doesn't get engaged every day. I'll run upstairs.
Yes, yes, yes. Get along. Don't talk. Just get after her. You mustn't really worry. You wasn't a popular fellow. Most unlike her, you know. Most... Mustn't take it as a bad omen.
I'm sorry, Aunt Dasha, but please go away.
My dearest child, you're unhinged. Think, any little nobody can be a doctor, but when it comes to a man of business, rich, influential...
Stop. Every word you say condemns him. You believe you can make me change my mind? Never.
But only this very afternoon...
I was trying to blind myself. I was frightened. Sometimes I stand in the middle of this room not knowing what to do, thinking how meaningless life is. Outside the windows, only the stripped trees, the grey rain, the hateful jackdaws, the pigs that Grandfather will eat. Indoors, cards, idiotic conversation with people who are interested in nothing. Oh. Stupid women who envy me because I attract Osnipov. And then Osnipov himself, sitting there so smug in his white waistcoat like a badly painted portrait.
Darling, what are you saying? He's to be your husband.
No, I tell you, no. I'll never marry him. Say what you choose. The life he offers me repels me. Don't you think I'd rather die an old maid than get slowly more and more coarsened and inhuman? Shut up with a money-spinning spider in a house surrounded by factory chimneys?
You're out of your mind. The most eligible man in the district, ready and willing to put an end to all our little troubles.
Please, miss, you sent for me.
Oh, Polinka.
I hope your mother gave you a good beating.
Oh, yes, miss. And she's here to go on her knees to the master.
Oh, come in, Polinka. Dear Polinka, Auntie Dasha, we haven't anything more to say to one another.
But what am I to tell them downstairs? Oh, my precious, say it, all a whim. Let me give Osnipov your excuses.
No, Aunt, tell him the truth. You can add that I'm sorry if I hurt him, but that's all I can say.
Oh, it's terrible. You'll ruin yourself in the neighborhood after this.
Auntie Dasha, you're wasting your breath. Please go.
You bewilder me. God have mercy on us. I little thought of this.
Shut the door, Polinka.
Yes.
Never in the world was I so glad to see anyone as I am to see you. Have you forgiven me?
Oh, Miss Anya, forgive.
Oh, come and give me a hug. But how can you look so pleased? I can't understand.
I'll tell you. It was the will of our blessed lady that you spoke sharp to me, Miss Anya.
The will of...
It was. If you hadn't have done, I'd never have gone home. And then...
What?
I wouldn't have known how my brother had something to say to me. Something very important. Miss, listen. What do you think I mean by that?
Not.
Yes, Miss Anya, dear. My brother says to tell you, somebody's come back to the district. And he says that every evening when it gets dusk, somebody waits down by the spinney just to see the light shine out from your window. Although he never got no message in return to his, miss. Oh, it's the truth.
He's there. My Sergei is there. Oh, God, praise your name. Polinka, do you swear on your oath it's true?
Oh, cross my heart, I swear. Oh,
I can hardly believe it.
Oh, what shall you do, miss?
Oh, is there any choice? Sergei, my love, I'm coming. My cloak, Polinka, my overshoes.
Oh, miss, you mean you're going to...
Yes, what else? And you're coming with
me.
Oh,
wait till I put some things in a bag.
No, nothing matters.
Oh, just your jewel box, then. Oh, and here's your hood.
Quietly down the stairs and out by the back door. I'll go straight to the spinney and you to the stables. We'll take the mare and the trap.
I'll harness her. Oh, Miss Anya, the rain. Look.
Who cares for the rain?
Oh, you're right, miss. Like the Bible says, even floods can't drown love.
You mean to tell me, my poor Dasha, I don't intend to pry, that you've not heard a single word from the disgraceful girl?
Not one, Lizaveta, not one.
It's a scandal.
Not a very happy word you've chosen, if I may say so.
Oh, forgive me, Doctor. That is Mr. Osnipov. Do. Most tactless of me, I'm afraid.
And her belongings? Miss Dasha, surely after all these weeks...
Oh, one of the maids. Can you believe it, that... treacherous little Sofia has been found to have packed them and got them off to the station.
How infamous.
Oh, the whole world's coming to an end. My granddaughter, my Anya, run off with a stableman. Oh, I tell you, our times are finished. You mark my words, the servants will usurp the country. The days of decent living will be over. Thanks be to God, I'll be nailed down in my coffin before the ruins strike.
There, Papa, don't talk nonsense.
No, indeed. You can't despair the whole future because one silly girl shows the bad taste to elope with a groom when she might have married...
Lizaveta!
Oh, excuse me. I seem fated to injure the good doctor's sensibility.
No need to apologize, madam. I suffer in silence.
I think I loved her so much, my own son's child. But from now on, I won't hear her name spoken. Understand, Dasha? No reference, no gossip, no tears, no sentimentalizing.
Yes, Papa.
The girl's done us all a dastardly injury. She's dragged the family name in the dirt. She's dishonored her word to our friend here.
Come now, Miss Warren, sir. My heart will mend in time. Or if it doesn't, I'll hide my grief decently.
But I shan't forgive the girl. Don't suppose it. I hope I know my duty to society better than to be soft with her, even if she is my only grandchild. Forget, yes. Forgive, never. Understand me, Dasha?
Yes, Papa.
Very well. Oblivion. We consign her to oblivion and whatever misery she's let herself in for. Living, God alone knows in what degradation with that illegitimate upstart of a god.
Polinka?
Yes, Miss Anya? Madam?
Time to pop the dumplings into the soup.
Dearest, will you turn up the gas? The light's so poor tonight, I can scarcely see the print.
Better?
Much. Thank you.
You're tired, my love. You work too hard during the day. I'm sure that horrid little prince drives you mercilessly.
No. Some weeding, an hour or two of scything, that's all. A Moscow garden, even a prince's, doesn't present such a lot of work, you know.
But it does tire you, and your studies ought to come first.
Now, don't start telling me again that we can live on what you make behind your ribbon counter, because you know it's my ambition to see you drop that drudgery as soon as possible and begin to live as you should.
Oh, but I don't mind being a shop girl, and Polinka manages very well here at home, don't you, Polinka?
Oh, yes, miss. Madam.
Of course you do.
Oh, Anya, I must tell you, today as I was coming home, I saw exactly the house for us when I get my first job. I'll show it to you on Sunday.
We're all right here, darling.
Here? It's such a poor, dingy part of the city. We shan't always live like this, though. I promise you that.
I know we shan't. But, Sergei...
Yes?
You mustn't think I mind. About the street, I mean. Oh, it's true. I used to imagine the great grasslands and the copse by the Don, when nobody ever walked and only birds and foxes lived, spelt beauty. Now I know better.
Do you?
Yes. Beauty can be anywhere. It's here in this shabby room. Do you understand me?
Yes, darling, I understand you very well.
I'm growing up, that's it. I've done with dreams and self-deception. I'm looking at reality.
Mostly when we look at reality, our first thought is to change it. And what faith we have in our power. Curious, isn't it? How man persists in believing he's some sort of semi-divine conjurer, forever able to drop a rat into the hat and pull out a snow-white rabbit. Naturally, reason says this conviction is the beginning of all human romanticism and idiocy. But something tells me that without a small measure of it, people would never have the force to go ahead. Well, think only of our wilderness of a garden and of our plans to remake it.
Scientifically.
With paper and pencil.
And now it's our lives we're shaping. And we've all our years to do it in.
We'll make a tremendous success of it. No conjuring trick there. Yeah, we ought to drink to that. Have we a drop of vodka left in the bottle?
Polinka, the vodka.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Sergei wants to drink a toast. Polinka thinks we're a bit mad, don't you, Polinka?
Oh, no, Miss Anya. Here's the bottle.
You fill the glasses, Sergei. I must clear these books aside. We have to lay the table.
No, your glasses. Oh, you too, Polinka. Here's to our sparkling future.
The future.
All our future.
In Miss Anya by Joan O'Connor, based on a short story by Chekhov, the part of Anya was played by Margaret Wolfert. The rest of the cast was as follows. Sergei, David Spencer, Grandfather Vorodin, Norman Shelley, Aunt Dasha, Hester Peyton Brown, Porter, Wilfred Carter, Dr. Osnipoff, Gordon Faith, Polinka, Patricia Leventon, Lizaveta, Margaret Ward. The pianist was Frederick Stone, and the guitar was played by George Elliott. The play, which was recorded, was produced by Betty Davis.
The part of Miss Anya was played by Margaret Wolfert and not as shown in Radio Times.